reaching for it. Out on the ledge would be a long shot.
Present to you the one and only incredible Fleetwood Mac. Come on, hold it close.
Thank you. the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
come on home, baby.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil, do you think you can tell? Thank you.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so
don't stop me now.
Having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Oh, I guess we need to talk. Oh, I guess we need to talk.
I didn't know what I was doing, and I was doing it way too fast. It's getting worse than I expected. You know how it goes now.
I guess we need to talk about it. If we don't want to live forever, I guess we need.
Let me fly. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
One more time. One more time.
Go! remember that song, the one that we danced to all night long. So if my baby comes on down, would you drop that for a sec? Check him out, maybe see if he's feeling it.
Hey! This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.